Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Podcast.
I can't believe we're doing this. After all we've been through, the Department of Sports and Arts and Culture will be spending 22 million rand on a 100-meter tall flag to unite the... Come on, man! That's supposed to unite the country. A flag 100 meters tall, costing 22 million rand. Let's not forget the 5 million rand to pay your specialists. What are they called? The geotechnical studies. Geotechnical studies basically means engineers have to check the land earmarked for this flag to be put up, if it's suitable or not. That's 5 million. And then 22 million for the flag. What the hell, man?
Who approved this thing?
I can't even call
it. Who's in that board?
Come on, man.
This is what is right.
This is what we need to do as a country.
With what we're going through as a country right now, KZN has floods, people lost their houses, the people lost their lives. Mm-hmm. We just came back from, not even came back from COVID.
We are in the fifth wave
of a COVID. People lost jobs.
But right, let's now focus on the Department of Arts and Sports and Culture, eh?
No.
What do they do for the arts, sports and culture during COVID?
No, I think that level of village are right. That department doesn't exist.
No.
Right, yesterday we were saying post office is not going to be giving about 350 because post office does not have enough money.
Yes.
Do you know how many people depend on the post office for that 350 rand?
Have you seen the lines when the 350 rand is going to come out?
Now, post office is not going to be doing that anymore. So people need to make a plan.
Yes.
To get their 350s, if the country or the government doesn't stop those 350s from going to Avanti.
But we need a flag, a 100-meter long flag.
That cost 22 million.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Don't forget, there was a feasibility study done last year, so everything has been researched. So they've been having meetings, and now we are reacting at the end after the results.
Because we are getting told the results of this at the end. Yes. If they told us, hey, country,
we
want to make this 100-meter flag. What do you guys think?
No. What do you people think? Might as well speak to us like that.
Might as well,
Yo!
22 million.
Nah, I'm upset with you.
Thomas, right now, there's people who have 9 months back on electricity.
Nine months.
For the past 9 months. That you need electricity to be alive.
Oh, mama, no koko hit the streets to Eskom to say, Jonga, man, we want electricity. Endlini, ndiyakula. 20, how much?
You know, you can take 22 million and build shelters for our mama and Samakunya every class.
We could do that.
Hold on. Talking about ideas, I like this. 27 million rand would go a long way, right? What kind of project would you rather see the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture spend this 27 million rand earmarked for a monumental South African flag? Get out of here, man. It's Friday the 13th.
What projects would I like to see?
Hmm.
How about we take some of that money, we ask whoever is responsible for this thing to resign? How about we pay them to resign?
No, man, let's be serious.
I'm serious, Thomas. I'm serious right now. I was happy and on. Like, so the minister of sports, arts and culture thought this is a great idea. Sitting in with advisors and everyone else, they thought this is a brilliant idea. This can unite the country. We need a flag.
It's great for tourism.
For what tourism?
I'm just telling you what they told me. I mean, they're saying. They didn't tell me. They're
yep. Your government.
Nope. It's our problem.
No.
Don't turn your back now. It's our problems.
Oof.
So, Kai family, on Friday the 13th, what kind of projects would you rather see our department spend this 27 million rand earmarked for a monumental SA flag on? Come on, man. How do we spend this money properly? You call Nale Miley, obviously, for a flag. Get out of here. 27 million rand. Oof, damn. What do you think? Instead of building a flag, a monumental flag, that is 100 meters tall, what can we use this money for, man?
Right, Navela Namquatisa and about 22 million extending woman. I government to Sulegil Shem. I was Sulegil, I footy, let's not sugarcoat it, man. Wrong land of Leman. Zinning into Nazians and Lemalin. Tomacasa, I want to buy a cowate, Macassi. Ah, woman. A whole 22 million for a flag. Ah, woman. Same on the R21. Aye, on the street, on the air.
Yo, Sammy, I'm with you, fam. Voice notes coming through on 063-688-0959. You're seeing a tweet on your side, Kai, on 959.
Tweets, Thomas. People are angry. People are really, really angry. Mchava says, hashtag Thomas and Skumba. Let them build a sports development school.
Swagger, Swagster, sorry, I see you. For 22 million rand, let's just give the minister and his department that money to just go and never return, because wow, what a joke. You're calling us on 086-000-0959, like Kutolani out in Tembisa. You're saying we need a petition. Why?
Hi, gents. How are you?
We're good. How's it, my guy?
Sharp, man. This is not on, man. How about you write a petition to the minister there to say, to stop him before you can spend this kind of money? There are better things that you can do, like maybe build parks, build a place where kids can keep themselves busy in Emakas. This is not done.
I hear you, Kolani, and I agree with you. Yeah. There's so much that we can do with that money. Artists are starving since day one. What day are we on right now in lockdown, Joe?
We don't even know, Thomas. Let me tell you what we can do. Build Emakas, Kosa Stadium. I'm a ground. That's like a ground because a ground girl Paul just to play soccer. Times I used to have I'm a ground up buyer. I'm a dream climbing man.
Good morning.
Hi,
but
for me, I'm quite
serious.
I'm quite
serious
because China Bantu Labe China Emalokshin. So as in netball, so as in football. La mahoy kinani na abanai. Uaba sabang guti na abasa kila Bantu Labe China. Ada baba ni kasi na exposure like. Kuvuma international law, okay, but I'm going to buy the oil and because I took Punda Pelo when we were successful. I'm going to buy a toy loan. Exposure and back on with buying the career out of esports. Nan and Tina, she told the lot because I think our exposure as is as busy.
Thanks,
my queen.
Okay, sharp. Have a good day. Yes,
we're using a tennis court. Because a tennis court, we're using it as in Chima for Rama, sister Mabashal and aerobics. Mm. We use it for tennis, we use it for the hockey. This is the same ground, because it's the only ground available for us to use. Basketball court, I'm a pal, like yo, yes, in
Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, this is what you're doing to us. Mm. Oh, there's more.
We love it in the morning. I think the department should use that money to develop sports in our black communities so that when they go to the Olympics, we actually look like an African team. There needs to be more diversity, like Pagule team in the Olympics, because when they call South Africa and Labantu bayaphuma, they confuse us for European countries because Abantu bethu abekho lapha. So please, please, please develop sports in all these communities because there's so much talent but little awareness and development for these youngsters.
If the government in the Malengaga to do a flag, Spatalan in the Malesi Lonile during COVID, like really, really now.
I'm gonna speak from I'm a musician and nama actors and actresses. I'm a chitana sister by Sohola. Baya Sohola. And you know, recently we've been reading my headlines with there's a musician who's about to lose her house and she's pleading with the country to help her and all of that. And yet there's the Department of Arts and Culture, Recreation and Sports. This is really not fair, you know. I think we still go back to the topic that you guys once had. You know what I mean? So this is what's going on. Not all of these 27 million will be spent on this flag. Somebody's paid somewhere, somehow.
Hi, the fetch. Let's just institute a court proceedings as I'm a citizen to stop this government. Sorry, we love it in the morning.
Oh, but we're mad in the morning this morning, right? The Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, to be specific, spending 27 million rand of our money to raise a flag, our flag, 100 meters up in the air. Nah, man, no. Actually, that's how I feel. How do you feel about this, huh? Are we wasting money? Okay, let's talk.
We love it in the morning, especially on a Friday, but the government departments are trying to ruin this one, because how are we investing 20 million in a piece of fabric when there were learners who were not able to go into school yesterday, Soweto, because the resources are up? How? If the sports department doesn't know what to do with the money and South Africa has just one house, then they must direct the money to basic education, abantwana baye esikolweni. Or if the basic education doesn't have a need for that money, they must direct the money to the police, for example. The minister last said they don't have enough manpower on the ground. Not this madness on a piece of fabric.
The flag, 27 million rand. 22 for the flag itself. Now, don't forget, there's also that geotechnical study that needs to be done, and that's going to cost us 5 million rand to make sure that we've got a suitable place to put this flag. We could have done something else with this money, Joe, like COVID. How many artists were starving and still are starving because of lockdown? But no. Oh, Nazi, hi, Suga.
Department of Sports and Recreation, please bring back boxing. E-boxing, e-feel. Our boxing is dead. I mean, such a nabo Big John Tate, nabo Sugar Ray Malinga. Come on, guys. Come on, man. Aye, man. We got to tell them the flag. Aye, maba zami plan, please. Maba bo isi boxing. Abo kespanyo vesti maje. Abandong mo nabag bastule le maje. Baibuk tula maje. Bakichime na ma ringi. Aye, man. Come on, man. Skomba.
There's 22 million for this flag. Doesn't make sense to me. This money can actually be spent on the roads of South Africa, fix the roads of South Africa. Use it for another alternative, for build schools or something like that. But in your right mind, can we all now really think that we can fall for a 100-meter flag that's going to cost 22 million? Why don't we get people who's doing these, have their own companies of embroidery and branding, let them call in and say, let them quote, how much will a 100-meter flag cost? Then we'll see the real thing, that people are going to steal that money.
I want to be on a mission. I want to be on a great mission. I want to invite the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, the Timia Kionke, and everyone that made this decision.
Explain.
No, not explain. Let's visit Ipedel, Malokshin. Just a visit. Let's just pay a visit. And just see how our hospitals are looking. Just visit, Thomas. Just visit 22 hospitals. And then think, if we gave one hospital 1 million, we're going to be healthy. Abandinjan. From me, I'm a bang, I'm a salagua, I gate, I'm a genagulo,
I pet, I balalaguyo.
I said, I'm a pet in Thomas. Satan, I gate, I'm a genagulo. I'm a young, I'm a genagulo.
Reception area.
Reception area. The waiting room, the emergency rooms. Before city, I'm going to admit, I'm going to admit. It's chaos. It's bad.
It feels like it's disrespectful what they're doing to us right now.
We can take calls right now, Thomas, and ask people that if you have lost a loved one, reception. Give us a call right now, and you'll see. You'll hear stories, shocking stories, of abantabashonela a reception before bafike emahodini because of lack of resources. But we have 22 million to raise a flag.
He's not the only one upset.
This is Anela from the Val. I was listening to David Gao's interview, I think with T-Boz, at the start of the week. He was talking about movies that he has written that he hasn't really been able to release. He was talking about when he started the franchise, Black's Only Comedy Show. He needed funding from the department itself. And it was just non-existent. It was not there for him. It was not there for the industry, obviously, as a whole. And now here we are, we're talking about a 27 million flag. The very same department that was supposed to, and is still supposed to, help artists and sports people and all of those people that are more in need of than a flag. I am so upset. Get a city cap.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
As a country, let's shut down everything. What government needs to understand is we can't just be wasting money on useless things. People need money. People need to survive. When also 22 million UEFA as a flag, for what? Who are we trying to impress? We've got disabled people that can't even get a wheelchair. They have to go by because the hospitals can't provide. Where now you have time to go and create a flag at 27 million and pay people 5 million. Guys, we need to institute something against this government. Otherwise, we are going down.
I just wish I could block this governance. nale country. Yes, if I could just block it, manje I can't, because every day you wake up to something nje esehlisa umoya as the people of this country. Like yo, I shame.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ngale mali bangasiza abantu abafuna ukuqala amabhizinisi abo. Siyahlupheka la eSouth Africa, even nabantu abasebenzayo abanye siyasebenza nje but sihola kancane.
On the streets, on the air,
Thomas and Skumba in the morning
on Kaya 959.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on Kaya 959.co.za.